Beginning tonight, Shirin Simon Reish Mem Hey, we are up to Sif Gimel, the last word on page 14, about to turn on to page Ches. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Heicha shelo hisnu batchila yesh tikun al yedei sheyachzir hamocher lahem dimei hakarka, oyim kiru liish acher. V'yachziru v'yiknu v'shutofos v'yasnu b'shas haknia. So says the Shulchan Aruch, that we learned in Sif Aleph, that if a Jew wants to have a partnership with a Goy, so they have to make a tnai in the original creation of the partnership that the Jew is going to work one day of the week and get all the money that comes in from that day, keneged the Goy working on Shabbos and getting all the money that comes in from that day. But we said that if they don't make the tnai in the beginning of the creation of the partnership, then it's going to be a problem. So the Mechaber over here says that they did not make the tnai b'tchilo, which is not good. So then the way they could fix it is to undo the deal. Yesh tikun ayidei sheyachzir hamocher lahem dimei hakarka. The one that sold them the karka and took their money could return the money, and it undoes the deal. Oyim keru lish acher, or they can sell off the karka that they bought together to another person, and then go back and buy it b'shutfus with a tnai. So they basically have two mahalchim how they could undo the deal and to recreate the deal with the tnai that is necessary. The imnishtatvu b'achonos v'lohisnu. It's going through the mechaber different things that they joined together as partners and didn't do it the right way, how they could undo it and recreate it. So if they joined together as partners in a store without making a proper tnai, so yachzor kol echad v'yito chelko v'yavatlu hashutafus, they should go back, each person should relinquish the rights to his chelek, they should cancel the partnership, v'acharkach yachzoru l'hishtate v'yasnu b'tchila. Then they'll go back, join together as partners with the tnai from the beginning. The imkiblu akarka lasos b'malacha b'shutafos, and if they received land to work together as partners and they didn't make the tnai, so yevatlu ashituv yimcholu zelozeh, they should again cancel out the partnership, imochlu each other, v'achakach yachzuru l'ishtate v'yasnu batchila. And again, they should rejoin as partners with the proper tnai from the beginning. So the Mechaber goes through all the different partnerships and how they were done incorrectly. You undo the partnership whichever way is appropriate for that partnership, recreate the partnership with the tnai, and they are good to go. Says the Rama, V'im yirtze lahaskir le'eno Yehudi chelko b'shabbos, if the Jew wants to rent out to the guy his chelek for Shabbos, o l'sachro b'kibolas shari, or he wants to hire out the Jew b'kibolas as a kabbalan for his chelek, that would also be permissible. O k'moshin is ba'er le'el sof simen reish mem dalad le'inyan meches u'matbeya d'shari. Like we learned earlier at the end of the previous simon, Lagabe, the toll collector, or the one who is doing the minting, that it was permissible to have those two eitzes. The kol shekein kan deshari im shutafos ha'eno Yehudi. Certainly that's permissible here, where it's not just the Jew giving over these things to the guy, but the guy is actually a partner, so therefore it certainly would work. Let's see the Mishnah Berura beginning on page Ches, Sif Katan Yudalid, in the sixth line of the Mishnah Berura. Sheyachzir hamocher lahem, we said a way that he can undo the partnership if it was not created with the proper tnai mitchila, is that the seller will give them back their money. Zokta mishaburo b'chol shenishbar isa shetzarech ato kinyan mechadosh lahaknos lahamocher. It's not enough that he just give them back their money, but they actually have to go through a whole new kinyan. They have to be makna over whatever they got back to the mocher. It's not enough just to give back the money and give back the shtar mechira. It actually has to be a kinyan undoing the original kinyan, and then they have to make a new kinyan mechadosh afterwards. V'ayin shom simen kuf peites v'kuf tzadidale l'inyan kinyan ha'enu Yehudi. Exactly how the kinyanim work. Ayin shom. Says the Mishnah Berura Vaitis of Kodon Tes Vov. The Imyirtza, this is going on that which the Rama said, after the Mechaber says that you undo the entire Shutfus, recreate the Shutfus with the proper Tanai, so the Mishnah Berura says, and if you want, you can do the Eitza of the end of Simen Reish Mem Dalud, which is two Eitzas. Either you can hire out the Eino Yehudi, you can rent out your chelek to the Eino Yehudi for Shabbos, or you can hire him as a kablan for your chelek and it'll be mutter. Says the Mishnah Berura, I am the Magen Avraham v'Taz shenisgashu bazem ma'od. Look in the Magen Avraham and the Taz that they are very bothered by this Rama. Delama yi emutter. Why should it be mutter over here? V'eino domer l'simen reish mam dalad. our case of the partnership is not similar to the case in Siman Reish Mem Dal, when we're talking about a person who has the rights of collecting the tolls. Desham Shari Mishum Pseida Dafka. There, as you remember, we mentioned that it was only Mutter because of Pseida. And therefore, how could we say over here, where seemingly there's less of a Pseida, that we could just do the same Eitzes over there? There were serious problems, and we said we could avoid the problems and we not worry about the problems because it's a great Pseida. And over here, seemingly, it's not the same Pseida. If you look in the Shaar Tzion and Os Yud Beis, he says, Ayin b'taz, the inyoneinu eino dome klal meches. The Taz says that our case over here of the partnership is not similar to the case of the toll collector. The shum shani shu esek godol. That's a tremendous business. The odon bol amamona, like we said over there, a person we're worried is going to end up doing it himself. Ulakach sharinam ishum seida, and therefore we remater it because of a loss to do one of these eitzes with the guy. Ma she'en kein bazel lo sharinan shelo behavlo. Afilu b'makom di'ef shalo levat. But says the Taz, it's not the case over here. We would not allow it without Havla, even in a place where you can't be Mevatel L'Shutfus for whatever reason. And therefore the Taz is Mechalik that over there, it was considered a great Hefsid, and that's why we were Mater certain things, and we're not necessarily going to Mater them over here. V'das HaMagen Avram, the Magen Avram says a little different than the Taz. He says that the reason is because over here, you have a derech acheres. In other words, you have all the eitzes the Mechaber gives, so why do you have to come on to those other eitzes that the Ramah brings down when you have the simple eitzes of undoing the shutfus and recreating the shutfus? But v'das ha-magen Avram lo brira daito bazel lefi ha-maskona heicha di'ef shel levatel ha-shutafus. But lefi the magen Avram, it's not clear if you wouldn't, for whatever reason, have one of the eitzes that the Mechaber brings down, if you would be allowed to tap into the kula that we had in Reish Mem Dalet. Lefi the magen Avram, it's clear that you can't, because the magen Avram, Lefi the Taz, I'm sorry, you can't, because the Taz is mechalek between the hefsir over there versus the less of the hefsir over here. But the Magen Avram who makes the chiluk that you have another eitz over here, so what if you wouldn't have the eitz? That's not clear what he holds. If you look in the Shaar Tzion and Os Yud Aleph right before this, he says, V'chein ha-gra b'be'iru nishar b'tzarech iyan b'zeh. The gra is also bothered by this Ramah, and he leaves off b'tzarech iyan. U'mash megamkein disvirulei delo sharinan shalobim kom say. That's mashe from the gra as well, that we don't allow those had teirim if it's not a makom seida v'lo be'er daito isfir le kataz de'b'inyanenu lo shayach lehatir klal mishum seida. It's not clear from the gra if he holds like the Taz that it's not shayach over here at all, or just because like the Magen Avram that you have other eitzes, it's not clear exactly from the gra. But all the achronim are bothered. How could the Ramah just tap into the eitzes we had over there where it was a hefsek gadol and there was no other eitzes, and we were worried a person's bala mamon, he might do it with an isad araisa or at least a greater isad rabbanon? How can we compare that over here where seemingly there are other eitzes, and even if there aren't, there's much less of a concern of Pseida over here. So says the Mishabura, V'teiretz ha-Magen Avram b'maskona. The Magen Avram comes out and answers, we're in the third wide line, D'hocha ayri shemaskir lo eschelko b'shabes b'havlo. It's not like Simen Reish Mem Dalet, where we said you could be maskir your chelek to the goy just for Shabbos. Over here, when the Ramah says that you can do it, he means with havla. Dahainu shemaskir lo kol yemei shabbosol shelo im shnayim ushlosha yomim yemei achol. You're not only renting him the rights to do the business on Shabbos, but you're also including days of the week as well. Desu leka kan mishum schar Shabbos. And then there would be no concern over here of schar Shabbos. So according to this Magen Avram, we are not tapping into the exact same eitzah over there. There was no havla, it was dafka for Shabbos, and that was because of the great hefsid. But over here, where it's not as serious of a hefsid over there, or there are other eitzahs, the way to do it would be with havla, and therefore avoiding the whole issue of Schar Shabbos. In addition, says the Mishabura, Madashari b'kiboles, and that which we matter, the other eitz over here the Ramah gives out, and that is to hire him as a kablan with your chelek, Mari gamkein shelo yichelo Shabbos b'kiboles. It's also talking about a case where he was not miyache dafka Shabbos with the kiboles, Ella Bistama. He didn't mention that he should work dafka on Shabbos, he just mentioned it's Stam. He hired him as a kablan for his chelek as follows. Kol ema shetasa bi'atzmacha. Any time that you'll do the work for yourself, v'tarviach li'kach v'kach, and you'll earn such and such an amount of money for me, eten l'cha kach v'kach. So I'll give you that amount of money. But it's not an eitzah dafka for Shabbos like we saw over there. It's a general thing, and if he happens to do it on Shabbos, it will be covered. But he wasn't hiring him as a kabbal and dafka for Shabbos. The ikir rabusa da haramah, and the ikir chiddush of the Ramah over here, the kamash melon, the lo chayshinam bazel maris ayin. The ikir chiddush over here, because we're avoiding the problems of schar Shabbos, it's only that we're not concerned for maris ayin. She yomru l'tzarach Yisrael hu osa, that people are going to say that he's really working for the Jew on Shabbos. Kevan sheyadua sheyesh le'eno Yehudi chelek bo. Since people know the guy is really a partner in the business, so people are not going to say, oh, the Jew is asking to do it, and there's no problem of Maris Ayin, because the guy is actually a part owner in the business. Umashe kosav kemoshen is buyer, and that which the Ramah seems to make in comparison, because Ramah says the heter over here, the two heterim, and he says kemoshen is buyer, like we said earlier, seemingly making an exact comparison, but the way the Magen Avraham is explaining it, it's not exact at all. Here we're much more vague about the Shabbos, either it's with Avlah, or you're making a stomach kablon, and Shabbos happens to work out, but it's not bedafka for Shabbos. So what does Ramah mean, kemoshen is buyer? Kavanosa, what the Ramah means is kemoshom de lo choshashu l'maris ayin, just like over there in Reish Vim Dalad, we were not concerned for Maris Ayin. The kol shekein hocho de leka Maris Ayin klal. Certainly over here, there was Maris Ayin, and we said we'll ignore it because of the great hefsid. Over here, there's not even a problem with Maris Ayin at all. Kevan shu b'shutafos ima eno Yehudi. Since the ma'isa, you're a partner with the guy, so here it's much greater because it's not even Maris Ayin at all. The chen ataz masik ledina de'enu mutter bazeh ela b'havlo. The taz is comes out lemaisa similar to the Magen Avraham that it's mutter over here the schar Shabbos when it is b'havlo. The afal pikein yizor shelo ledaber imayenu Yehudi b'ha'isik b'Shabbos. But still, a person should be careful not to be speaking with the guy about the business on Shabbos. Kemo shekasu achronim besov simen reish v'mdal, like we saw from the achronim earlier in simen reish v'mdal. Continues the mechaber v'ater in siv dalad. Yochol Yisrael litein le'eno Yehudi mos lis'asek b'hem. A Jew can give money to a guy to do as an investment. V'afal pi sheha'eno Yehudi nosei v'nosein b'hem b'Shabbos. Even if the guy is going to use the money the Jew gives him to do business on Shabbos, cholek imo kol ha'sochar b'shove. The Jew can split any earnings that were made on Shabbos with the guy equally. Mipnei she'ein malacha zu mutelas al Yisrael la sosa, because this malacha is not incumbent on the Jew at all to do it. Shenomer, that we should say she'eino Yehudi osa shlichuso. The Jew has no shayachas. The Jew is just investing money with him, but he's doing all the business. So it's not like it looks like the Jew is asking him to do as a shaliach. It's totally the guy's thing. The Jew is just investing with him. V'chein ein ha'esek nikar mimihu. Also, there's no problem with Maris Ayin, as we'll see, because it's not recognizable whose esek this really is. Says the Ramah, v'dafka b'yachei agavna she'eino Yehudi nosei v'nosei l'chud imamos. This is dafka going to be true. What the Mechaber says, that you can invest money with the goy, is dafka if the goy alone is doing all the business activity with the money. Avol im kol echad osek biyomo. But if each one of them, the Jew and the goy, are being osek different days, v'Yisrael tzarech lasok neged mash'osa k'eino Yehudi b'Shabbos, and the Jew is now required to work a different day k'neged that which the guy is working on Shabbos, usher. That would be usher, like we learned earlier in the Siman, in Sif Aleph, that if the Jew and guy have different days, so then you get into serious problems of him being the shaliach of the Jew. But here it's the guy just working, and the Jew is just simply investing money with him. V'Yisrael she'esh lo mashko min ha'eino Yehudi, a Jew who has a collateral from a guy, ayin lekamon, Siman shin chavhei, Sif beis v'gimel. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah over here, beginning with Sif Katan Tes Zayin. So again, the Mechaber said a Jew can invest money with the Goy. Even though the Goy is going to be doing the business on Shabbos, he gets split with him equally because the Malacha is not Mutelas on the Yisrael to do it at all, that we should say the Goy is working as his Shliach. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Tes Zayin, Shim Hoya Mutelas Olav, because if there was some of the business incumbent upon the Jew, Asim Medina, then it will be Asim Ikar Adin Kemosha Kasa Sif Aleph, like exactly like we said in the first Sif. Shem Lo Hisnes Shasir. If they don't make the proper stipulation that the Goy owns Shabbos and the Jew owns a different day, then we get into serious problems. Here we're discussing a little bit similar to the Ramah in the beginning of Sif Aleph, that it's not incumbent upon the Jew at all, and therefore there would be no issue. Sif Katan Yud Zayin says Shenomar. That's what the Mechaber had said, that we should. There's no problem that we should say that the Goy is working as Shliach of the Jew. There's also no problem of it looking like Schar Shabbos, that Rehu Bavlo, since the guy is doing all the work for Shabbos, for the other days as well, he's doing the whole business, so therefore any earnings of Shabbos are swallowed up by the other days. The Ein Lekamon, Simen Shin Zayin, Siv Gimel, Siv Dalet, Umashe Kosati Shom, Mishnah Berurah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Vaytis of Katan Yud Ches. That's going on what the Mechaber said. V'chein ein ha'esek nikar mimihu. It is not recognizable whose business this really is. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Salom Rav means to say, to Mishum Maris Ha'ayin, that because of Maris Ha'ayin, Sheyomru Habrios, that people should say, Sheheinu Yehudi Schiro Hu Leka Gamkin. That which people, we should be concerned that people might say, that the Eino Yehudi is working as a day laborer for the Jew, there's no concern for that. The halo Ein Ha'esek Nikar Shalmihu, because it's not recognizable whose business this is in the first place. Shem Haya Nikar, because if it was recognizable, the Nikral Shem Yisrael Haya Aser, and it was called on the shame of the Yisrael, it would Hakabi Aser. Kemosha Kasav Simen Reish Mem Gimel Sif Alf Gabi Merchas, like we discussed earlier in Simen Reish Mem Gimel, by the Merchats Ayin Sham. Umikomakom Kolze Einu Mutter Elo. But that which they say, investing this money is going to be permissible, and there is no iser of Marasayin or Schar Shabbos or the guy being a shaliach, and we have all these leniencies, that's all only true if he doesn't tell the guy to be osek on Shabbos. Elo sha'eino Yehudi bi'atzmo osekein. Just the guy on his own is deciding to do the work on Shabbos. So k'mo shekasav ke'ein zeh b'sifei, like we'll see also in Sifhei. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaytis of Katan Yutes, this is going on that which Rama said, that Dafka in this scenario that the guy is doing all the work, but if each one is being osek on different days, so then it's taka going to be aser. Im lo shehisnu imo bazeh kodem shenishtatev imo v'kanal b'sif aleph. Unless, of course, they made the proper tonight, like the Mechaber told us in Sif Aleph, that you own Shabbos and you own a different day of the week, kenegedit. But assuming that the goy is the only one that's doing the work, so then there is no problem. As we mentioned, all possible problems of being a shaliach of the Jew, of earning schar Shabbos, of maris ayin, all issues do not apply, and therefore it would be mutter for a Jew to invest in the Goyish business, even though he will be making money on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sifhei, Mutter li Yisrael litein schora le'eno Yehudi limkor im kotzatz lo sochar. It is permissible for a Jew to give merchandise to a Goy to sell if he made set the earnings that he's going to give him. As long as he doesn't tell him to sell it on Shabbos. Let's just look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkotan Chof, that it's mutter for the Jew to give the merchandise to the guy to sell im kotzas lo sachar. Zok the Mishnah Berurah da oz amrina adaiti de nafshi oviv eino kushlucho. Then we say the guy is selling it on his own. It's his own decision to sell it, and he's not a shaliach because he was kotzas lo sachar. He set a price for how much he's going to pay him, so he's not a shaliach of the Jew. He's just doing it as a kabbalan, and therefore it is mutter. We said, as long as a Jew did not tell the guy to sell it on Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah of Kodem Chaf Aleph, the im yom hashuk hu b'Shabbos, if the day of the market happens to be on Shabbos, afilu b'stama aser, then even b'stama, if you just give it to him stam, and you don't even tell him to do it on Shabbos, that would still be aser, dahave ki'ilu omar, because that's as if you said, mechor li b'Shabbos, sell it for me on Shabbos, because that's obviously the day he's going to sell it, that's when the market is. Then the Mechaber tells us back to the last line on page Ches, before we turn to page 16, Tanur Shalokocho Yisrael Mashkel Meino Yehudi, an oven, or as the Bialocha says, Hu Adin Bechol Echem Nikol. Now the last line of the Bialocha, it's Lav Dafka, an oven, it's any of the items that we discussed earlier in the Simen. The Levush says, V'chein Mashma Mitosos, the Lav Dafka Tanur Uposhet. It's Poshet, it's Lav Dafka Tanur we're discussing over here. But the case of the Mechaber is, an oven, Shalokocho Yisrael Mashkel Meino Yehudi, that a Jew took as a collateral from a guy, he lent the guy money. The Kibel Olav Ha'eno Yehudi Shemash Yala Sechar HaTanor Yitem LiYisrael Beribis Ma'osav. And the guy accepted upon himself that that which the oven is going to earn money, he will give to the Jew to cover the ribis. So Mutter Litos Char Shabbos. In that case, the Jew is allowed to take the earnings that are created from this tanur on Shabbos. Lefi Shehu Birshus Ha'eno Yehudi, since the oven is in the Rishus of the Goy, the Ein La Yisrael Chelok Bo, and the Jew does not own this oven at all. The Gam Ein Ha Yisrael Omer Lo Lasok B'Shabbos, and the Jew did not ask him to work on Shabbos at all. The Einu Yehudi Ki Ka Torach B'Nafshei Torach L'Kayim Tano, and that which the guy is being Torach on Shabbos to earn money through this oven to pay off for some of his ribbis, that's his own idea in order to fulfill his tnai of paying the Jew back. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkata Mem Dalad, Mutter Lito, the Jew's allowed to take this Chai Shabbos, Hainu Afilu Shelo B'Havlo, this is even without Havlo, The ain't sir last and school, you don't have to make any tnai. This is 100% permissible. This is the guy owes a Jew money and the guy wants to earn it through the earnings that come out of his own oven in his own Rishus on Shabbos. The guy's allowed to do it. The Jew has no problems with Marasayim, no problems with Shchar Shabbos, and it would be 100% permissible. We will stop here, and Amir Tashem, in the next year, we will complete the Siman and we will begin Siman Resh Mem Vav.